Hi, hello, yes, and welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm your host today, Austin Williams. Thank you for joining me on another week of exploring musical gestures and how they can be applied in kind of broader ways to different compositions. This week we're speaking about wedge, so it's an episode about cheese. And that was a joke, and I will stop that from now on. but in all seriousness, or however serious you want to take it, I was really focused on this concept of moments of growth and decay, and also like how this concept can be applied to so many different just facets of music and sculpture, be it formally, melodically, even harmonically, texturally, all these things. I think we really see this come through, and it seems to be a really basic way to approach music, or just a basic element of like creating, you know, structure or interest in like any moment. But I always think it's interesting to take these basic ideas, explode them out, and see how far they can go. So a piece that kind of got me into this idea was a piece by Enno Pop, a German composer, and their piece Kalschrift, which Kalschrift roughly translates to like oldest text. That's what it is like the oldest known text, and that's what the piece is largely about. But we have this like small theme that keeps recurring to the point of almost nauseam. The first time I heard this piece, it honestly kind of annoyed me, but that made me want to learn more about it, or it intrigued me to kind of dive deeper into it. So, and what I found out when I was kind of listening to it, or like looking at the score, is that all of these melodic movements are just, they're in the shape of like a wedge, basically, just like growing from like a drone area and then like expanding above itself. And just seeing how that develops over time, I also think that as a concept, that is applied largely formally on a scale as well for this piece. So that was the first piece or section of piece we heard. We're going to transition into something just a little bit different. And then we're going to come back to another section of that piece later on. The next piece we're going to touch on is Touch by Robert Hohnstein. It's off of his, or I guess it's a movement. The first movement is Touch, and it's the piece's conduit. Performed by Eighth Blackbird, it's off of their album Hand Eye. And I actually think I've featured this piece on this show before. Apologies for double dipping. I do genuinely just enjoy this piece, but I think it's a great example of, we have these like little moments of just like things like growing, and then they kind of dissipate naturally. So I think you'll hear that being a very present idea in this next piece. So let's get back to the music. Here is Touch from Robert Hohnstein's Conduit. I really think we see the motivic development in that piece, using this concept of growing. You're always starting from a smaller place, and it's growing into something larger, and then it's almost as if the composer is releasing the nature of the growth and letting it like organically happen. I also think we see it formally as well, the beginning half, or if we want to call the form AB in that tune, is really that first gesture. And it really kind of starts to swell and grow a bunch, and then it transitions into this more, I guess, dense texture, a little bit more busy. You hear the strings doing more faster movement, not this crescendo on single notes, but they're doing playing multiple notes and going up. And you're just you're hearing these gestures going up and up and up, kind of thing. And then it kind of just goes into that. So that was Touch from Robert Hanstein's Conduit. There are three movements to that piece. Go check it out. It's on the 8th Blackbird album Hand Eye, and that is one of a good one. That's one of my go-tos. If I'm ever kind of having a rainy day, it kind of gets me in a better mood. So we're gonna transition back to another section of Enno Pulp's Kyle Schrift, and I think in this section we're gonna hear that same theme come back, but you're gonna hear more formally how the idea of like wedge influences the piece. I think the you're gonna hear it grow into something, and it's gonna kind of die back down, and then it's gonna grow again. So we have, I would say, like two wedges in this instance of growth, and then it kind of dissipates into its own thing. So on that note, let's get back to the music. Here is another section of Enno Pop's Kyle Schrift. Yeah, we can really hear a obvious climactic moment there that it gets to, and I think that then it dies down, as you can see. So we're really starting to see the, like I said, these moments of growth and decay, and sometimes they're more sudden and more abrupt than others. So I think that this is a good example of, you know, suddenly we're at a certain point and then it starts to decay from there. So again, that is Kauskrift by Enno Pop. Cool piece, cool composer as well. I have enjoyed listening to more of their works. Now on to something completely different. Mitchell Fund is a fantastic choral composer who lives a very modest life, which I think we can all possibly aspire to, in the woods with his cat, and just writes these lovely choral works and other really simple works, very akin to Arvo Pär and other minimalists of that ilk. But I think Mitchell has a nice take on it. So ironically enough, I was an assistant on this recording coming up as well. We are going to listen to Mitchell Fund's Amen, in parentheses it has So Be It. And this is very much a meditation work. I think that the text is, you know, probably of some liturgical sense, but also probably for just a sake of it's an easy text to sing, easy text to phoneme on, and but also reading the description, you know, the idea of like an amen kind of just being like, well, it is what it is. I think that's really what he's getting at here. So we're gonna hear and this was kind of not a tough one, but I think it's kind of a unique one to implement into this idea of wedge, because it's not so much growing, but I see it as like these sections, or whenever they sing, they just happen, and then the decay just kind of happens naturally. So I think what we're picturing, if you're picturing a wedge, instead of it starting from quiet to loud, we're going to start from a louder space, and then it's going to decay naturally. So we're kind of going in the opposite direction now, with this idea of moments of growth and decay. So, let's get to the music. Here is Mitchell Fund's Amen.
Oh.
I think because this is such a broad topic or a broad concept, you can really start to apply it to a lot of things. And when I started to go down the rabbit hole of it, I really started to see it in a lot of the music examples that I was pulling up. And I'm really trying to showcase a variety of music here that could suggest, you know, this idea of growth and decay, and maybe this idea of where things are coming from. I just think that's finding out kind of like the impetus of a phrase or the overall structure is always important to me, obviously, but I think it also is a very human thing that we tend to grab onto, is when you start to recognize, you know, just the form or a structure and how it, you know, is really impactful in a work. We're going to move on to a work by Bobby Gay now. In this work, I found in the notation specifically, there's a lot of indication of gradually growing to different places. There's an extra staff for the cello for a specific bow placement, where you see the cellist is really encouraged to gradually shift their bow placement over time. I think that's a really good example of how this idea of just general change over a period of time can be applied to just about literally every facet of music, which might be a banal statement, but I think that it also comes across in the form of this piece as well. In general, we're going to see these large moments of growth. When I was kind of studying the work, I counted about like three different moments within it where things grow. It is within different movements as well, so there is that. But you can start to get the sense that the idea of growing and starting from simple ideas and having them layer on top of each other is really a large portion of this piece, or a large part of this piece. So this is Celestiforma, by Bobby Gay.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely check out more of his works. I think that Bobby is, I would say, an up and coming, but very much an established composer, as is, but has a lot of really fantastic stuff going on. And I've enjoyed listening to his catalog of works that he has going on. So yeah, absolutely keep an eye out for them. All right, we're going to end the show with a pretty well-known work by Andrew Norman, Sabina. I figured keep the two chamber works next to each other. Do that. Yeah, this is actually, I thought of this piece while I was writing this episode, and it definitely brought me back. This was one of the first new music chamber works that I really got interested in. Big fan of Andrew Norman's works as well. And I think that along with just a plethora of other techniques, obviously, we see these moments where the instruments introduce their themes in these growing and decaying ways, and it grows into this thing. And then overall, the texture of the piece just like kind of grows into this big thing, and then it dissipates just as well. So here is Sabina by Andrew Norman. journey of exploring musical gestures and ideas. I hope you enjoyed the programming. If you have any suggested pieces or works that that would fall into this category, please drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. Any works that you think would be an appropriate thing. I'm always interested to learn about new composers and how they're implementing these general concepts. So stay tuned next week. We're going to have our lovely album, or not album of the year, but notable albums of the year episode, which I think is always a fun one. Myself and my three or four other hosts get together, or we're going to do our best to, and we're going to talk about them, and it's always a good time. We tend to have a very eclectic amount of music to go through, so looking forward to sharing that with all of you. All right, this is your reminder that Relevant Tones is a product of Access Contemporary Music. Find out more at acmusic.org, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks.